Bobby Rivers, alone in a world that doesn't want him. We can rebuild him, make him better than he was before. Better, stronger, blacker. Mocha.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hi, this is Bobby Rivers on Mocha. That stands for Man of a Certain Hue and Age. Thank you for joining our podcast once again. I am here with, he's gorgeous, the fabulous producer, interviewer, comedian, actor, my fabulous friend Keith Price. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous, baby.
I didn't know you are.
I'm fabulous.
Well, you sounded like Barry White there.
Me and Patina Miller, baby. Fabulous, baby. Fabulous.
And tell the folks which show that is from.
Sister Act, the musical. Starring now Tony Award winning Patina Miller, but at the time she was only nominated for that role as Dolores Van Cartier, the role made famous by none other than the second woman to win an Oscar, black woman of color, Whoopi Goldberg.
Second woman to win an Oscar in the category of Best Supporting Actress.
Right.
Hattie McDaniel for Gone with the Wind. Many years later, Whoopi Goldberg for Ghost.
No.
And she did Sister Act because the script was turned down by
Bette Midler.
There you have it.
How?
Okay.
Excellent.
So there's
shoot.
Three people who have done Broadway. I want to bring up a fourth, a Broadway legend, a film legend, a recording star, Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Jones Streisand.
Barbara Jones Streisand. Did you happen to see her special that is airing on Netflix?
What would I be if I didn't? I'm sorry, I said the F word. What kind of queen am I?
Watch me. Okay, yeah, the line from Blazing Saddles.
Which we will totally bleep out because, you know, the world is going to get mad.
Yeah,
okay.
I can't believe you're the word.
Shh, calm down.
Barbara, the music, the memories, the magic on Netflix. I watched this over the holiday season to kind of relax. It was so enjoyable.
It's Barbara.
She's in her 70s. And you know, she's older now. Your voice changes. So that maybe the voice can't totally soar and shimmer like it used to. But it is still impressive.
Honey.
She is taking care of that instrument. And the thing is, it starts off with her ordering food that she can have when the concert's over, which I love.
She's already thinking of her meal afterwards?
She's already...
Girl, she must be like a former fatso or something.
I said, oh, girl, you are ordering fried chicken before you hit the stage. I love you.
Oh, my God.
So this show, she does her hits. She talks to the audience. I have seen modern-day stars, you know, The kids. And they will dazzle you with visuals and dance numbers and costume changes and all that. But in between the numbers, they often don't have a lot to say.
They're dead behind the eyes.
What? You know, I've seen Madonna.
Patter will save anything.
Let me tell you, I've seen Madonna. I've seen Janet Jackson. And I'm not saying that they didn't give you snappy patter.
You got a show.
But Barbara has filled out this stadium, and in between numbers, she's talking to everybody like they're in her living room.
Mm-hmm.
She's got the patter down. She's telling you about her life. She constantly puts the spotlight on other people in her life and career, like managers or co-stars. It's wonderful.
Well, I mean,
go ahead.
I had to just ask Jesus before I opened my mouth.
Okay.
Do you think that that's more because at this age now, people need to be a lot more grateful for the folks that have managed to help them get this?
Hello. I'm just saying.
I'm not trying to, you know, because Barbara Jones, live for her.
Yes.
Funny girl helped explain to me what my life problems were going to be.
Oh.
As a child. Like, I didn't even realize that Fanny Bryce was going to be part of my life going through. But yeah, it's a bitch trying to be the funny person.
When I was in college, I did a term paper on Fanny Brice because she had been a radio star.
Right.
And the teacher said, whatever inspired you to pick Fanny Brice? My reply was, because I didn't want to go into the whole.
You didn't want to look at him and go, it's the time for making it merry. That'll explain why I like Barbara.
Because I like show tunes.
Damn you.
All right. So Barbara sings a couple of numbers. She sings, You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
Shut up.
Sondheim's Losing My Mind.
Forget about it.
And she reminds you that she doesn't just sing. She acts. Because when she did those numbers, I thought, if you had done that number in a movie as a woman of a certain age whose life is changing in a relationship, you would have gotten an Oscar nomination. Those were such wonderful interpretations. And another thing, when she sings her hits, when she goes into the repertoire, mm-hmm. she doesn't just give you the exact version that you heard on the record.
No.
Like a lot of singers in concert will just, I could have stayed home and heard this. She gives you, she gives you some different phrasing in there. She brings you some life.
Well, that's how you know it's a live moment.
Oh, God. I just love it.
Barbara Streisand, I was very lucky to see her live at Barclays Center here in New York.
Out of Brooklyn.
I saw her this last concert tour that she did. And we weren't sitting super close. We weren't sitting super, super far. But all I can remember was being in that space and thinking to myself, this woman has lived. You know who else I saw in that same space with another this woman has lived moment?
Who?
Cher.
Oh!
At 68, up on top of this giant platform thing and then swinging around in a basket flying around freaking Barclays Center.
Love her.
68 and not popping. Had the nerve to look at the room and go, what's your grandmother doing?
Hello!
So when I see the Barbara Jones of the world, you realize that you are looking at someone who has A, lived.
Yes.
B, has had to work 5 times harder, 10 times harder than most of the contemporary men of her time. And then she's still here.
Let me tell you.
Where are all them other people at?
I have often felt, and I have told people, that if Quentin Tarantino or Brian De Palma had directed Yentl and The Prince of Tides, they would have been nominated for Best Director. That's the way, but she wasn't. Love me some Barbara. Love me some Barbara. I saw her in person when I went to the, when it was still in existence, the Ziegfeld. Hello, Mr. Ziegfeld. The Ziegfeld Theater. Mm-hmm. The mirror has two faces.
Yeah.
And she walked right by me, and it was humming, humming, humming. I couldn't, my jaw dropped down to the ground like I was a character in a Tex Avery cartoon.
Then the eyes. Then the tongue.
I could not speak. Oh my God, she's within
she's
reach.
She's right there.
Within reach.
I know that same feeling. I remember when Barbara Streisand, not the last album that she did the duets, but the album before that, she did a big press tour. And this is when I was still working at Sirius. And she came up to Sirius and did a town hall in the small glass studio where everybody does their town halls. And all I kept thinking the whole time as I was sitting there is I'm sitting less than 20 feet away from Barbara freaking Streisand. Oh, what happened to my life that this is the moment that I'm having? And it was like me and, because they had two sets of seats. They had people that were sitting inside the room with her and then people sitting outside on bleachers looking. And I was outside looking. And all I thought was if I had been inside, they would have been spending more time trying to revive me because, oh my God, it's Barbara Streisand. Pass out. You know? I'd rather be blue.
And I am, with all of her. First of all, I'm not the only one in the family because my mother.
Your mama loved her.
With those CBS specials of the 60s,
mm-hmm.
if you have never seen them, you need to find that they were brilliant. Yeah. They were. That was how you do a music variety mm-hmm. special. And when she sang People on TV, my mother stood up and went, ooh, girl! My mother does it. And she looked at me and she said,
her shoe.
My mother said, she sang like Aretha Franklin. Wow. She said, she's just singing her soul out.
Wow.
Mom said, nobody could ever sing Silent Night like that Jewish girl from Brooklyn. We had that album. That was true. So Barbara Streisand, the filmmaker, you probably know that she's made Oscar history. I think she's made Oscar history because I believe that she has directed more actors to Oscar nominations than any other female director. We talked about this before. Think about it. Because she directed Amy Irving to an Oscar nomination for Yentl. Then there was Kate Nelligan and Nick Nolte for Prince of Tides. And then Lauren Bacall for The Mirror Has Two Faces. I can't think of a woman director who's directed more actors to Oscar nominations. Barbara Joan Streisand. Now, growing up in L.A., as I did in South Central L.A., we did not have Broadway. We had Hollywood. And we had these big, luxurious movie palaces, these theaters, where, like Broadway, you purchased reserved seats to movies that had exclusive engagements.
Wow.
Funny Girl was playing exclusively at the Egyptian Theater in Hollywood. I was determined to go. First, I approached my dad, Bob, the World War II veteran. And the relationship between Dad and me, it was like Sylvester and Sylvester the Cat Jr., only he put the bag on his head. Daddy, I want to go see Funny Girl. Talk to your mother.
I just can't.
I can't. Just talk to your mother.
Can I roller skate?
So I'm in high school by this time.
Exactly.
Please, Mom. Please, Mom. All right, you've been a good boy. Here's what we'll do. Because Mom would, she said, you are not taking driving classes. You're not taking driving lessons. We'll get you a reserve seat. You can go see Funny Girl on a Saturday afternoon. I'll take you to the theater, you know, I'll go do some shopping, and I will pick you up. So I had a reserved seat, front row mezzanine. I didn't even know what a mezzanine was. There I am, packed theater, one of three black people in the entire place, because they looked for the others. And it was the older couple in orchestra. And of course, because Mom driving me there, and you had better speak to other black people who were there. You bet.
You got to acknowledge.
You got to acknowledge. Okay. So.
It was the 60s.
So I'm saying that the overture is thrilling.
Forget
they play the overture, and it's the Egyptian Theater in Hollywood, beautiful theater. The movie starts, and of course, we're just awestruck at this new talent popping on the screen.
Yep.
Next to me, on my right, was a UCLA co-ed. She told me she was, and she kind of leaned over to me. She was like, Zoftig, and said, a lot of my friends tell me I look like her. And I looked at her and I went, oh, that's nice. She looked more like a young Lady Kazan, which was fitting.
Because she was the understudy for Barbara.
Yes, because Lady Kazan was the understudy for Barbara on Broadway. Yes. So I went, okay, fine. So we watch the movies.
Wait, let's just stop and have a moment here and go. Why do I know that Leni Kazan was the understudy to Barbara Streisand when she did Funny Girl back in 1963-64?
And you are not the only black man who knew that.
Thank you. How did that happen?
Exactly.
And again, with that and 275, we'd be riding the train. Hello? So go ahead.
So the movie starts. We come to the Don't Rain on My Parade number. That fabulous number, that brilliant ending, and then the screen says intermission. I led the applause. I was like, and people started applauding. Okay, I told my.
Do you remember the idea that they used to put an intermission into movies?
Yes,
I thought it was the most genius thing ever.
Oh, when I got home, Daddy, I led the applause at that. Don't you? That's when he put the bag on his head, like Sylvester the Cat Jr. Okay, so we come to the intermission, and I have my ticket stub. I'm still in my seat, and the Zoftig co-ed is next to me.
Right, who looks like Barbara?
Who looks like Barbara AKA Lainey, is in a tight dress. So she's chatting me up. Did you like it? Yes, I loved it. I don't want to say. I didn't say too much. I didn't say too little.
You have to dial it down, girl. You can't give them too much, honey.
And then I walked.
Just a little shoulder. And that's it.
So she had a little white bag in her lap that she was just holding. But then she kind of leaned over to me and in a low voice said, "Would you like some of my marzipan?" My underarms just flooded because I looked at her. I had never heard of marzipan, so I thought that marzipan was Caucasian slang for vagina. So I thought that this woman wanted to rid me of my virginity during the intermission of Funny Girl. Yes, I was a clueless, chubby bookworm in Catholic high school. So,
that's some suppression, honey. Ooh, child.
So I'm thinking, okay, but like, do we have to leave the theater? I've got my stub. I can. But where do we...
They didn't prepare me for this health class.
But where do we go? Because I don't... You know, I'm not missing the second half. Exactly. I am not missing the my man number.
I don't care how good your marzipan is. That is not enough to cut me from Barbara. Which in the case of if you knew that the marzipan possibly was a vagina, the idea that you're even debating it should have said a lot for her.
All of these things are going through my mind. Like, where do we leave the theater? Like I said, I've got my stub. Or maybe she wants to save it till after the movie, but my mom's coming to pick me up. So we can't. So we're...
Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away. Oh, Bobby.
I know.
You got Paul Newman and HUD.
That's years later. Years Lord later when I Jesus. Lost the V.
When he finally got some marzipan.
What a guy. What a guy. To...
When he finally got a taste of the marzipan. Courtesy of Paul Newman and HUD. You got to go back for that. It's an earlier
podcast. Earlier story.
Or at least check for the mocha moments on that little reel that I have. There's a little snippet of that there. with Satin Doll going on underneath.
So to this day, each and every time I see Funny Girl, I thought, yes, he thought Funny Girl was going to be his summer of 42. I just had to share that with none other than you.
Her name was Marzipan. I was 12.
And to remind you, go to Netflix and see Barbara, the music, the memories,
the Marzipan.
This is Mocha. Good night, tip your waiters.